And I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, and our special guest today is Mary Hoyer. Welcome to the program, Mary.
Well, thank you, Dr. Bill, for having me today.
Well, this program today is particularly dealing with some issues, and I always like on our shows both the NutriMedical Report, which is on my website, NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, and soon we'll have up clayandiron.com, that's C-L-A-Y-A-N-D-I-R-O-N.com. That will have the BBS radio network show archives and all of the other information. But I always try to bring out not only very serious issues, but also solutions. And you have a lot of knowledge about a very important nutraceutical product called liquid zeolite that can have very powerful effects of detoxifying, and it's really not an option anymore. As a trained infectious disease person, medical doctor for 30 years, toxicology, environmental medicine, surgery, I can tell you that it's not optional that people detoxify. We have a very toxic world, heavy metals everywhere, not just in places like in Iraq, chemicals everywhere, pesticides, things in our food that shouldn't be there, like aspartame and MSG and genetically modified frankenfoods that have chemicals or amino acids and other byproducts from putting these genes in are completely foreign to anything living. And if you don't detoxify from the heavy metals and all the other chemicals, it's very hard to preserve your health. And so we want to offer that information and solution. And, of course, you can also find this information on the website, NutriMedical.com, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or you can call and get some more information, or right on the website, email me. And the phone-in number from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Mary, tell us a little bit about your personal story and about how you became not only an expert in this, but also how it helped you in your situation.
Well, you know, Bill, like a lot of other people out there, I faced heavy metal toxicity. And also things that, you know, happened even before I was born. I'm what's known as a DES daughter. My mother took DES when she was pregnant with me.
Which, of course, is diethylstilbestrol. That's that nasty chemical that was diethylstilbestrol used for pregnancies many, many years ago.
That's right. They often used it to help women who had trouble carrying a pregnancy. They had a lot of miscarriages. And in fact, my mother spent about 7-8 months in bed just trying to carry me to birth. So for that, I'm grateful. But the DES brought another legacy with it for those of us who were exposed to it. And so a lot of us have had reproductive-related cancers. In my case, three times now, I've had what have been considered precancerous conditions of various reproductive organs. And, you know, after the second surgery, when I faced it the third time, I just said, you know, you guys keep cutting these things out and they come back. This clearly isn't the answer. And so I started studying, and at that point I thought I'd hit bottom, but in fact I hadn't. In spite of all the highest quality vitamins, a good diet, my weight kept dropping and dropping until I was about 20 pounds underweight. And people couldn't understand how I could eat such a healthy diet, eat a full plate of food, and when I was done, literally be starving. And, of course, the answer was that I wasn't absorbing what I was eating. And part of the problem, as I came to discover later, I studied alongside various types of practitioners looking for different answers. And one of the answers that I was able to find was heavy metals.
Right.
And the role they were playing in my body.
Well, heavy metals are a really big problem, so tell us how that tied in with why these cancers kept growing back and all the other issues you discovered are tied to heavy metals and free iron in the body.
Well, you know, the interesting thing that I learned about heavy metals is that many of them are similar in molecular size to calcium. So when you're exposed to them and you're taking them in, they actually will go to the receptor sites that normally would be taking in the calcium, and they bond there. So now you try to take in calcium, whether it's in a food form or a supplement, and it has very little receptor sites open to be absorbed. And so we continue to be deficient in calcium. That calcium backs up to other places in our body. It can form stones. It's being bound up where we don't have it available for digestion. And then, of course, the heavy metals also there's residues in other parts of the body, including the brain, and also the effect on the adrenals. Now, the adrenals, when they are getting affected by these heavy metals, can become really deficient. They're getting overworked. And so, you know, one medical doctor said we should really name ADD adrenal deficiency disorder. And I believe it's one of the reasons we've seen such an epidemic level of ADD in the last generation, because of the increased amounts of heavy metals, not only that we're being exposed to now, but the children being born already are loaded with them in their system.
Yeah, they're hundreds of times more sensitive to all kinds of polytoxicity. In fact, I was talking to Dr. H.J. Roberts, an endocrinologist who published about the aspartame and ignored epidemic. And he's a double specialist and world-renowned expert on aspartame. But this is just one of many toxins in our food. And the most serious is mercury, and heavy metals are everywhere. I mean, lead, mercury, now uranium that's spreading around the world. And these nanoparticles, of course, end up in our food, air, and water because the garbage, most of the garbage in the world is burned, and that mercury particles end up here. And they do affect our health. So go on.
Well, you know, one of the studies that I came across was a study they did on newborn babies' umbilical cords, and they found 287 chemicals in the baby's blood. This is at birth.
Wow.
180 are known to cause cancer. 217 are toxic to the brain and nervous system.
Right.
And 208 cause birth defects in animals. So, as I said before, children are coming in already loaded. Now, when you add the vaccines to the mix that have thimerosal in it, which is 52% mercury, it's like the cup that's full that's now starting to spill over.
Yeah, they have no reserve left. And mercury, of course, if you go to NutriMedical, that's NutriMedical.com, you can actually go to our vaccine site, which is back in the news section. Just go back about a month or so, and you can actually go to a vaccine calculator and put in what vaccines you've had or your children have had. It'll tell you right down to the number of milligrams how much ethyl mercury salicylate you've had, which is more toxic than the methyl mercury that formed a Minamata disease many years ago in Minamata, Japan, and they later discovered with some people all over the place that were affected with mercury toxicity. So you continue.
So now, if you can imagine that these children were exposed before they were even born, meaning that both the mother and the father had heavy metal loads in their body. Now imagine this woman is carrying a pregnancy where already she has heavy metals that have depleted her adrenals. And the adrenals, of course, are what not only give us energy in our body, but are part of the whole endocrine system connected to other glandular functions in the body, like the pancreas and our blood sugar and of course, the effects on the brain. So now after she's done this incredible work of carrying and growing a baby and gives birth, people are wondering why a few days after the birth, postpartum depression sets in. And what we're really looking at is depleted adrenal glands, and we know that the adrenals are very much involved with depression. So
right.
there's you know, we're also seeing the results of that just in light of the endocrine system. And, of course, the heavy metals have also found their way into the brain.
Right. And, of course, so we now know things like mercury. It attaches to what's called a GTP subprotein subunit that actually puts together the nerve growth cone that allows dendrites or nerves to connect to each other. So if you have these heavy metals, your nerves get cut off, and they can't form the internerve connections from one nerve to another. And so a developing brain is particularly sensitive. These things need to be taken out because they're everywhere. They're now in our food, air, and water. And we have polytoxicity. It's not just one heavy metal. It's multiple. It's lead from back in the 70s and before. It's mercury in the vaccines and in our, if you have dental amalgams. And it's now depleted uranium particles everywhere in the world, literally carried by the troposphere, the atmosphere around the whole globe, plus all the other materials and chemicals and free iron that needs to be removed if you're going to stay healthy.
So, you know, one of the key factors here, you know, as I mentioned before, is about blocking those receptor sites, is we need to, as they say, get the lead out or the heavy metals
like
and other toxic chemicals that are in the body so that the body can perform the normal functions that it normally does of detoxifying, repairing, rebuilding. This is a daily function. And in fact, it's the body that's the only thing that can heal itself and cure itself.
Right. Of course, these heavy metals get in the place where the other metals are supposed to go in, the other minerals, in the active site of the enzymes. And if you don't get those out, those enzymes are all jammed up. They can't work.
Now, one of the things that we've found as we've used this product to detoxify is that people were getting better results from the other nutritional supplements that they were taking once they got the heavy metals and chemicals out of their system.
Isn't that remarkable? Well, of course, totally makes sense. Once you get the heavy metal out of the active site in these enzymes, because mercury will get in the place where other very essential minerals are supposed to be in the enzymes to catalyze these enzymatic reactions. And once you get these heavy metals out of your body, the nutrients you take and the trace elements will now start working.
We've been really excited since this product came on the market this past August. I had heard about zeolites about 10 years ago and had used them externally for detoxifying formaldehyde from upholstery and carpeting and other types of external uses, and has actually been used and studied in the United States for over 40 years in agriculture and with animals. But they actually have a much longer history, being used as part of the health system in Asia for over 800 years. So the use of zeolite is not something new, but what is new about it is the fact that a doctor who was searching actually for a cure for cancer stumbled across this and discovered a way to detoxify the zeolite, because zeolite exists in the earth. Naturally, it's a result of volcanic ash and salt water combining to form this mineral. And this mineral is the only negatively charged mineral. It has a cage-like structure. And so when it's in the earth, it's absorbing toxins. In fact, they used it in Chernobyl to help with decreasing the level of radioactivity. They were literally dusting the area with zeolite.
That's amazing. So you go on.
So The thing is that it's had a lot of different kinds of applications, but mostly in the powder form. And what this doctor found was that by taking the molecule and lightly heating it and expanding that cage-like structure, he could actually empty those cages of the toxins that were in it from the earth. And so it would be a clean cage, which not only means that you're not ingesting the toxins that were in it, but also now it's empty so that it can, as it moves through the blood and the body, attract those positively charged toxins, pull them into the cage-like structure. And in a sense, we talk about being like a Pac-Man. It's just going in and absorbing through the blood, and then it's excreted through the urine. So it stays in the body about 6 hours until we eliminate it, and then, which is why we take it three times a day. But it's amazing, because now it'll start in the blood, and as it's going along and it gets partially full of toxins, it gets a slightly positive charge, it actually can be pulled right into the cell wall of a cancer cell.
Right. And, of course, how does this tie in with the soil upon which cancer or strange bacterial infections, other pathogens grow? What is the link between the heavy metals in your body and, say, the cancers, let's say, that you were receiving, you kept on having coming back?
Well, number one, you know, cancer needs an acidic condition to
right.
any illness. You need an acid environment for that to take place. And in an acid environment, this is also where you can have fungus, mold, take off parasites, but also the lack of functions to the cells that are normal. And so the signaling is not correct in the body. Also, with the fungus and mold, you'll find that it's coating the nerves. And again, a lack of signaling between the cells.
Right. So signaling, of course, happens. And a lot of these become intracellular, inside the cell, parasites. And they're really dependent on the fact that your own system, your own immune system, impaired by heavy metals. So if you remove the heavy metals, the soil upon which the fungus, the infections can occur, and the cellular changes that are multi for cancer can actually start to go back to a more normal physiological state. So by removing these heavy metals and free iron, it's extremely important to restore the physiology of normal healthy cells.
That's correct. And we also noticed that with the unhealthy cells, that when the zeolite got pulled into the cell wall, that it actually activated the P21 gene, which is a tumor suppressor. So we have been seeing, and this is anecdotal, but I happen to know, my best friend with breast cancer, and some others have had the same story where about 6 weeks into using the product, their tumors are starting to drain.
And yeah, that's amazing. In other words, now the normal physiological processes that would have earlier caught the tumor and attacked and removed it, because it's not whether you get cancer. Everybody gets cancer every day they live. They get cancer cells in their body. It's whether those cancer cells are able to grow unchecked. And once your normal physiology returns, your body simply starts to eliminate the cancer cells if you have a healthy detoxification and immune system.
That's correct. They also did some real interesting studies. You know, the doctor who worked on this was researching for 40 years, and he spent the last 7 years actually doing clinical studies with people with end-stage cancers. And they started by injecting this liquid-activated zeolite into cancer cells in a Petri dish. And what they found was that within 72 hours, they had a 100% kill rate on those cancer cells. Now, of course, we're not allowed to inject it into the body in this country, but what they did was they took it orally. And what they found, there was a variety of type of cancers. These were all people who were stage four, had been told that their case was terminal. And within a year, they found that 78% of the people in the study were clear of their cancer.
Yeah, isn't that amazing, though?
Yeah. I mean, it's very exciting.
Yeah, I mean, if any other thing was present, let's say a drug or a regimen or a cancer treatment protocol, it would be big news on CNN and all the other major networks, MSNBC. And again, we're not saying we're going to cure cancer, and we're not saying that we're preventing it. All we're saying is we're restoring the cell physiology. Cancer rates when I went to medical school were 1/12 what they are now. Cancer rates have gone through the ceiling. And the reason for it is because we have a toxic world. We have suppressed immune systems. One of my colleagues, Dr. Ari Vujadani, is an immunology professor at UCLA and now has a private lab for the last 15 years in Beverly Hills. And he's one of the top anti-aging and toxicology professors in the world. And you can actually show that there's a quantitative reduction in our immune systems in all age groups. And you can measure it with 5 to 10-year-old females, 20 to 50-year-old males. You check each group, and you'll actually find that people are getting weaker and weaker. And as you restore and just detoxify and restore the body systems, the body deals with infection. The body deals with autoimmune diseases. In fact, heavy metals are a major activating factor. We call them haptens. They modify cell surface proteins and make your own immune system attack your cells of your body. So by removing heavy metals, it takes out the fire that drives the immune system to attack your own tissue. So detoxifying is very important for autoimmune things like arthritis and other conditions, because once you remove the heavy metals, the body's immune system just says it doesn't recognize it as non-self, so it doesn't attack it.
Right. You know, the exciting thing about this, Dr. Bill, is that it not only takes out heavy metals.
Right.
It goes after chemicals. It goes after pesticides, herbicides. It's looking at the nitrosamines from the foods.
Right.
It's also looking at the fungus, mold, bacteria, and even virus. They've actually tested it. They found it to be effective on herpesvirus, Coxsackie virus, ecovirus, adenovirus.
So in other words, it actually, if you want to call it, ionically attaches and pulls out particulates that are all positively charged, including viral particles, et cetera.
That's right. And in the case of virus, what it does is you know, viruses are in parts that assemble in our body, and it actually encapsulates the parts so they cannot assemble, and it eliminates it from the body.
Yeah, and they actually snap together like little Lego blocks. So if you pull up those charged parts, and in fact, the way they snap together is because they have little charges on the ends of the molecules, and that's how they actually snap together. So the zeolite grabs a little fragment, so the virus can't reassemble into a full virus, therefore can't infect another cell.
The thing that I have enjoyed so much about taking this product, and I might add that I have done other forms of detoxification for years in order to get my body clean of these toxins, is that I haven't had to go through a lot of the drama that I did with other types of cleansing.
Yeah, you mean like
by drama,
depilation and all of those things, right?
Just all the discomfort. I mean,
yeah.
Besides the fact that this is simple, it just drops. It tastes like water that you put in your water and your juice. I haven't had all the aching and paining and the headaches and, well, the emotional detoxing that goes with a lot of these other things. And anybody out there who's done it knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Right.
Again, because of the cage-like structure encapsulating the toxins, those receptor sites that are now open on the toxins as they've maybe been pulled out of the cells, they're not able to reattach. And that's what happens with detoxification. We're eliminating toxins from the cells. They're being pushed out into the blood. And now they're looking for some other place to attach as we're trying to flush them out of the body faster than they can reattach. And hopefully we get a lot of them out, but not anywhere near as much as we would like. And so we go through a lot of discomfort with it. And often we have emotional discomfort as well, because there are actually emotions that are attached with some of these substances. So that has been just a delight for me, that it's just been a whole different journey. And, in my case, because of the heavy metals, you know, I've also had the amalgams that many of us have, and
right.
I've had some of those removed, and at first it was great, but after about the third round of having amalgams removed, I was just getting sicker and sicker, and I just couldn't take it anymore. It was just so hard on my body.
Well,
once they
start drilling those out, they actually volatilize the particles. They go into an aerosol. You breathe them in. They go through your lungs and go through your blood and your bone marrow and everything. And so you're loading yourself up with these toxins that ordinarily would take a long time to leach out into your system through chewing and so on. So you need to take things. You need to take the liquid zeolite if you're going to detox your body from anything, but most definitely if you're going to remove your amalgams from your body.
Right. In fact, what I recommend is before you start taking the amalgams out,
Dr. Deagle, you have a call.
To do a very thorough cleansing of your body so that the cells are not still carrying so much while you're releasing more. Again, the analogy of the glass that's full that's
right.
Now spilling over.
Exactly. And you can even do this before you have all the amalgams out, because just reducing the total load will make you healthier. We do have a caller. Go ahead with your question for Mary Hoyer, for myself, Dr. Bill.
Hi, Dr. Bill.
Yes, go ahead with your question. I can barely hear you. If you can turn up the sound level just a wee bit. Hello?
I think we lost him.
I don't know. Maybe we did. Yep. Call back if you're listening, and we'll connect you and turn up the volume so we can hear. So go ahead with some more about the detox. So,
I one of the things I wanted to mention was, of course, there's other forms of detoxification that, like chelation therapy, where you get an IV,
right?
EDTA, and the thing is, these, while they do something, they're not only not comfortable and very expensive, but they don't go after the fungus and the chemicals.
Well, not only that, they can't get the larger molecules either. Most people aren't aware that that EDTA is pretty efficient at removing things like lead and to some extent mercury, but it's not good at the really at the high dose mercury if people are really loaded, or at dealing with depleted uranium or anything that's really really nasty or a high right.
Right, and the other thing is that some of these other forms of detoxification actually remove substances from the body that we need, like magnesium and calcium, and that's not the case with the zeolite.
Right. Yeah, zeolite, what's interesting, and I like the analogy that I was told, is that zeolite will cage in the lions but let the mice crawl through the bars.
Oh, I like
which
that.
Is the molecules like calcium, magnesium, the smaller ions that are the healthy ones that you need in your body, like potassium, but it doesn't grab them and cage them in.
So, again, it doesn't take out any of the good stuff that we need, And in fact, it makes it more available to us from our supplements and the food we're eating. So that's pretty exciting, you know, so we can, instead of loading up on heavier doses of vitamins that we can't absorb, we can just take what we've been taking but get more benefit from it.
What kinds of testimonials have you heard from infectious disease to heart disease? Because we find a lot of people have heart disease. In fact, what's going on with them is they have heavy metals that are showing up in calcifying in their artery walls. So we often see calcium, lead, mercury, all kinds of things, and they'll show up on a high-speed CT scan. If someone has calcification, their chances of a stroke or heart attack with the same degree of obstruction to the arteries is actually 5 times higher. So how does the liquid zeolite help in those physiological situations?
Well, there's several things going on here that it can help with. Number one is inflammation. And, of course, we know from the studies that inflammation can be involved with these heart-related conditions. Also balancing the pH. But in regards to the blockage, we're finding that the calcium that's in the plaque in the arteries is actually separated from it. The plaque softens and it sloughs off. So we've been hearing stories of people with arterial blockage, sometimes quite significant, like 70%.
Right.
And using this product, they've done other good things, too, like hawthorn berry, but
right.
In combination where literally in a few weeks, they're clean as a whistle.
Yeah, and I would, if someone was taking this and I was trying to help circulation, I'd use enzymes like natokinase and serapeptase and, of course, essential oils and so on like krill to try to help their physiology restore because you detoxify, you supply the nutrients to heal, you deal with the other factors that are present. Because the plaque is organized fibronectin, which is fibrous cross-linked collagen and fibrin matrix. And the heavy metals is really important. And as you pull out these materials, that's why we see people in industries, like, for example, firefighters, have it written in their policies right across every Western world nation that if a firefighter develops heart disease, it's automatically an occupational illness because they're exposed to volatile chemicals and heavy metals that get in their artery walls and cause oxidative damage, and they calcify.
Mm.
And, of course, this is very important. Miners, in fact, I think you were mentioning this earlier, that there's a study going on with West Virginia miners and their exposure to mine dust, of course, which is going to contain heavy metals. What's the purpose of the study, and how's that going?
Well, yeah, they're doing this as a follow-up to some other studies that they just completed where they're actually testing the blood, the urine, the saliva, and they're looking to see at the effectiveness of our liquid activated zeolite for removal of heavy metals and other toxic elements in the body. And in the other studies, before they worked with the miners, they were seeing 6 to 7 times increase every few days of these toxic loads in the body being excreted in the urine.
Now, does it come out also in the stool or another as well?
Yes. Now, I can't point to that in the
Hello?
Study because I haven't read it yet,
right.
And we're waiting for it to go into publication
right.
In the next couple months. So until, you know, whichever medical journal is going to publish it, we don't get to see it. But
right.
So, you know, they have to be able to reproduce the same results.
Right.
They used an independent laboratory to run these tests. They're also looking at the effect on kidney stones and also hepatitis C. Now, in the most recent study that they're in the midst of right now, I believe they're about 30 days into it, it's about 50 coal miners from West Virginia. They're taking both blood, urine, and saliva tests. And when they do the hair analysis, they're actually, because they want to take hair that isn't being exposed, like the head on your hair, they're taking it from chest hair, you know, that would be covered up.
Right. So, in other words, it's the content inside the hair shaft rather than externally on it from a shampoo or dust that's from the mine dust.
Right. Especially from the mine dust.
Right.
And what they're seeing so far is pretty significant in the excretion of heavy metals that's coming out. I don't know the exact statistics, but I believe they're about at least, you know, they're seeing sevenfold increase of excretion of heavy metals in the urine.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's pretty exciting. So
it's a very powerful anti-aging protocol, because you should detox your body very well, and then you should kind of continue on a maintenance basis. What's the dosage of liquid zeolite for the average person that is just trying to restore their health in, say, the first month?
If someone was really healthy, a maintenance dose would be 3 drops 3 times a day.
Right. And when someone's starting, how do they start usually, an average person that...
The average person is really loaded with chemicals. There aren't too many of us that, you know, live off in the Himalayas unexposed, although I think they're being exposed now, too. They would take about 10 drops 3 times a day, and I would say for at least the first 30, 40 days. Now, in my case, because of my heavy metals history and the amount, I kept up at that level for 4 months.
Right, and many people with very serious problems, and as I tell people, if they're trying to kind of settle down the physiological causes for abnormal inflammatory cytokines, that's the molecules your white blood cells release when you, say, have arthritis or inflammatory bowel disease or some other condition like that, you probably want to start off lower, but you may go longer. So you may start off with 1 or 2, 3 drops a day, 3 times a day.
Hello.
And then go up slowly, because as you detox, you need to protect yourself. And of course, I also use other things to kind of modulate the inflammatory process. One's called Torox, T-A-U-R-O-X, which one of my other supplier companies, Allergy Research, and Dr. Steve Levine makes. And that can help significantly, developed by Dr. Tobe. But the liquid zeolite's amazing. And I believe it's one of the most important breakthroughs now in the world, because it's estimated that 1/4 of the American population are seriously toxic. Not just, I'm talking about emergency toxic from heavy metals and chemicals. And 3/4 are toxic and deteriorating. In other words, their zone of compensation is going quickly. And of course, with the change in the environment, if we don't correct this problem, we're going to see a massive reduction in human lifespan, health, and mental illness, and early dementia. And so it's very important to do this.
Well, you know, I was rather shocked when I was taking one of my practitioner trainings a number of years ago, and they were talking about one of the government reports, this is U.S. government, that said they expect to see a rate of 50% of our population with Alzheimer's.
Right, and it's going to increase more than that. In fact, in the past 10 years, the rate of organic dementia in males has gone up 300%. And the rate in females over age 60 has gone up 200%. That's just in the last 10 years. And we now have co-toxicity with things like aspartame, MSG, sucralose, and Splenda. They're all toxins. Mercury, of course, in vaccines. A study in France shows that if you have more than 3 mercury-laced, ethyl mercury, salicylate flu vaccines in France, you have a 300% increased risk of organic dementia. So if people don't think that mercury is toxic, they're a fool. And it's not open to discussion, and I won't argue with anybody. I'll just show them the science, because I did the original research 23 years ago, with Dr. Murray Vimmer, who's now a dental pathologist, one of the top world experts. And this is absolutely unacceptable when I see it being put into vaccines for children, like the hepatitis vaccine, where children are exposed literally to a vaccine at newborn, that there's no way they could be exposed to the sources of hepatitis, like IV drugs or sex. So why would you ever expose any child to this, or any adult?
Hello, this is the caller.
The youngest and the most fragile are being exposed to these things, and they
absolutely
cannot tolerate them, or the unborn.
You know, I think there'll come a time in the very near future where we'll look back on this time as the dark.
Oh, yeah. In fact, the problem I see, and I can say this as a physician and scientist, I've always been a kind of an outlier, because I'm a scientist first, and I question things, and question even what I know myself or I think I know. And as a result, I've made a number of discoveries, and that's one of the reasons why I have this radio show, the Clay and Iron show with Dr. Bill Deagle on PBS Radio, and also my radio show on the Genesis Medical Report on GCNLive.com, and it's important to get this information out. It's important to have people that are lay experts like yourself and science. People who have actually gone through something and had to transform their worldview and actually look into things and find out that not only are things completely different than what they've been told by their doctors and the public health officials, but they've been told a bill of goods.
Anybody out there
in control of the situation to finally restore their health, their welfare, and their position, and so they should.
You guys can't hear me, can you?
I tell people, don't even accept what I say. Go and read, check it out, own the truth, and then take an action. And that's what I'm hoping. I spur people not only to. I don't want to entertain them with the horror of what's going on. I want them to have solutions. That's why we had you on the program today, Mary, and I really appreciate it. Now, let's get into some more specifics on how...
Excuse me, Dr. Deagle?
Yes.
Do you hear that caller online? Because I put him on three times.
No, I can't. I couldn't hear a
caller. You can't hear? Caller, speak up.
Hello.
It's so low. I can't hear it all.
Okay, caller, keep trying.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you barely.
I'm trying to do something here. I apologize.
No problem. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now. You're speaking a lot louder. Go ahead with your question, too.
Okay. I just had a couple questions. One about the Z-Lite, is it called?
Speak louder.
I had a question about the Z-Lite. Is that what it's called?
Sorry, I couldn't hear that last word.
The Z-Lite.
I think we have some technical problems in trying to get the sound level up so I can hear through the phone line.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't understand why it would be like that. It was,
I can hear you really well, Don.
I can hear you, Don, too.
Yeah.
Maybe you can relay the question. Maybe you can hear the question, Don, and you can repeat it, okay, and tell us the name of the caller.
Well, bear with me here.
Okay. So, Mary, let's continue while we're getting the technical issues straight away. So, in other situations, give some more testimonials of different disorders.
I heard a really exciting testimonial last week, and I want everyone to know, I don't care how bad a situation is, don't let anyone tell you it can't be reversed. This child was born with a brain that did not fully develop, and as a result, he had constant seizures. He'd have at least 3 or 4 seizures a day. And his father was giving a testimonial of, in the last 3 weeks since he's been on this liquid activated zeolite,
right,
he's only had 1 seizure in 3 weeks.
Isn't that remarkable? Now listen, you do not need a double-blind, placebo-controlled crossover trial to determine that in a case that's had a continuous condition that's immediately changed by one thing, liquid zeolite, that this is not a miraculous change in the physiology of this person, so that it has managed to allow them. And, of course, it's going to allow, if you can decontaminate someone that's coming back from the Gulf, we have an explosion of diabetes, birth defects, neuropathy, organic brain damage in our vets coming back, some of them developing multiple tumors. And it's very important. This is, if you look up my website, NutraMedical, I have a free learning center. We have lists of nutraceuticals that are natural support for physiology for many different conditions, or you can contact me during the week at 888-212-8871 or just email me from the website. And the database is totally searchable as well as the radio archives. And it's amazing how you could do something so dramatic for a young baby by just giving him liquid zeolite that's totally safe. It's called GRAS, or generally accepted safety, so that you can give it to newborns. That's how safe the zeolite is.
Right. They're giving it to newborns, to pregnant women, and to the elderly who may be very ill. The only thing I might add is that if someone is very chemically sensitive, whether it's this product or any other, they should really start the process of detoxification slowly. And before starting any product of detoxification, you really want to ramp up on your water. I tell people to get their water intake up to at least 3 liters or quarts of water a day.
Right.
You know, I've had a lot of people come to me and say, oh, yeah, I'm drinking a lot of water. And I say, well, how much are you drinking? 4 glasses.
Yeah,
and
no,
I say,
that's
it's
silly.
Just not enough.
Yeah, no, they need to have 10, 12, 14 glasses. And I tell them there's some specifics. Number one, they should drink filtered water, not bottled. Bottled water is going to contain phthalates. They need to drink filtered water. We have 3 major systems that I think are acceptable. We have pure water systems, the multi-pure, both are inline. And we have a gravity filtration system called the Berkey, which is an amazing system. And they'll take out all these toxic chemicals and other things in your water. And then I tell people you must restructure and alkalinize the water, so I have them add a concentrate of what's called RPA Biotech. That's RPA Biotech, B-I-O-T-E-C. RPA Biotech was started by Stan Shulman, who's an amazing gentleman who's an investment banker, went to Asia and discovered that they had this miracle water over there, but wasn't stable. So he came back and had his scientists actually work out how to make it stable for years and make it more powerful. And when you combine it with the liquid zeolite, it's remarkable because you need that hydrated, restructured water that gets into all the different parts of the cell. So when the zeolite's carried in by it, it can carry back out the toxins, it can carry in the nutrients and so on into the cell. So we have a lot of science behind this now that is very, very specific and shows dramatic physiological changes. And no matter what your situation, whether you're just trying to be an extra healthy athlete, or retain your health or use it as an anti-aging, or you're trying to restore your health because you've had a bypass, you've had cancer, you have some mood disorder. In fact, in many cases, people don't realize that part of the reason why their mood's out of balance is their enzymes are all blocked up with heavy metals and chemicals, and they don't have proper neurotransmitters, and they're toxic. And they just don't realize that they just detoxify and take a good, healthy diet, alkalinize their body, drink filtered water that they add this restructured, it's called electrolyzed plus concentrate to the water, and use this amazing liquid zeolite. That's the foundational principle I tell people before you even think about adding nutrients and enzymes back in to kind of rebalance your body.
You know, another little tip I'd like to add with the use of water that a naturopath shared with me was, when you get up in the morning, take at least 2 to 3 glasses of water. And that may sound like a lot, but, you know, we're detoxing a lot while we sleep. And so those toxins are sitting in the colon waiting to be eliminated. And if we can get enough water in there and get hydrated, we can eliminate those right away. Otherwise, what happens is that we're reabsorbing toxins up through the portal vein that's in the colon.
Right, they actually come back through the bile reabsorption, and those heavy metals are taken out there. That's why I mentioned that question earlier, because I'm certain that the zeolite literally pulls those heavy metal toxins not only out of the urine, but they'll end up in the bile and are taken out of the body in the stool because of the kind of nature of the molecule.
Right.
And the fact that it can travel to different compartments. It can get into your brain, your liver, your bone marrow, where a lot of these metals and minerals and so on that are toxic, like cadmium, lead, mercury, and uranium, can get concentrated in different organs because they tend to gravitate to specific organs, like cadmium goes to the kidneys and the liver. Lead goes to the bones and the bone marrow and other things like that. So you'll see a lead line literally on an x-ray if someone has lead poisoning. And if you're looking for mercury, it's going to show up around the dental ligaments and around the bone and bone marrow, and it'll show up around liver and other areas like the central nervous system where it tends to go. So this, the nice thing about the liquid zeolite is you don't have the danger of having to take, really danger. Chelation therapy is done very safely, but you don't have the drama and the expense and the discomfort, because when you're chelating these things out, you can start feeling pretty sick because you're pulling out not only bad things, you're also pulling out good things. You often have to put back in minerals, they call it Myers cocktail, that you have to take an intravenous because you have to put back in if you've taken out some good things too, like magnesium and potassium, or you start feeling not very good at all. And you don't have to do that with the liquid zeolite. It simply rebalances it naturally, pulls out the bad things. It's just an amazing molecule that you can actually, you know, this is used in a place like Chernobyl, which is thought to going to be radioactive forever. And it pulls it up. And I would imagine something like this technology needs to be used in places like battlefield areas in the Middle East and Iraq and Kosovo to detoxify those areas so that the land literally is able to yield what it should do again.
Right. I agree. And, of course, when we have all these volcanic eruptions, the Earth's way of naturally doing it, you know, spewing the ash into the air. But it's when it combines with the salt water that it becomes a zeolite.
Isn't that amazing how the Earth is trying to heal itself?
Oh, absolutely.
And, of course, we're seeing an increase
in the amount. Some of these things are bad things, and truly, it's all about balance.
You know, yeah, the earth is literally convulsing and trying to heal itself of an infection. And in fact, it's because we haven't respected the planet and we've created these toxins, which really are necessary. We could have industry without toxins. We could have a good lifestyle without toxins. We could have food, air, and water and medicines without toxins. But we don't. We don't choose to use natural source nutraceuticals as a first step, and we allow all these toxins in our food, air, and water, like putting radioactive waste near the Hanford reactor in Washington State. Or, you know, I heard just earlier today an interview with Lorraine Murray talking about depleted uranium that's getting into the Columbia River as well and into the Hudson River. I mean, you know, they do blasting when they're putting up these big buildings many decades ago, and now the cracks in the bedrock is allowing radioisotopes to get into the groundwater. That's dangerous, and we don't see the end from the beginning. And so we need to start looking at this as not an optional thing, like, oh, I think I'll get around to that, or, hey, I'm not sick enough, I don't need that. And you aren't sick yet because you're in your, if you're not sick yet, you're in your reserve area where you're diminishing reserve. Once you get to the point where you can no longer compensate, all of a sudden you very violently get sick, like you turn diabetic or get hypertensive, gain a lot of weight. In fact, a lot of the obesity and diabetes worldwide, globally, has been attributed to above-ground nuclear testing and heavy metals worldwide. In fact, I think the single biggest cause is not sugar, but heavy metal poisoning causing people to turn diabetic that have a genetic predisposition.
Well, you know, that's interesting because we've had quite a few of the men who've been on the product report that once they were on the zeolite for a while, that they dropped about 3 inches off their waistline.
Right.
One of the things that we know is the body tries to protect itself against these foreign invaders, these toxins, and it actually surrounds it in fat. So, you know,
yeah, that's a good way of thinking of it. One of the technical things that I try to explain to people is that your cells have a thing called a sodium-potassium pump that pumps potassium in and sodium out, and heavy metals mess up that pump. And if you get the heavy metals out, the pump works again, so it pumps those things out. And chromium makes that pump work better to pump out sugar into the cells and pump out heavy things out. So as soon as you clean up the pumps, guess what? They work better. You don't retain water. Your body is able to let the sugar in rather than letting it drive through the ceiling to cause damage to your nerves and brain, or go back into your liver, and then your liver converts it to cholesterol and fat, which is what's going on. So it all fits that if you just get rid of the heavy metals, you reverse a lot of the causes of people. So I hear stories over and over again, great, since the last 10, 11 years that I took care of vets. They go over to the Gulf and get exposed to depleted uranium and come back diabetic.
And, you know, we've also had some stories now about children with autism that had tested for heavy metals. And one of the mothers told me that she was trying to put him through detoxification several times, but it would just be so traumatic for him. And it's like being tortured. And she would have to take him off of the protocol. Since she's had him on this product, he's been able to very slowly and gently detoxify without all that drama. Now, one of the other people I know with a son who was mildly autistic, he became autistic after he had stainless steel caps put on his baby teeth due to a dental accident.
Oh, yes, okay.
And he got nickel poisoning, which, you know, it didn't occur to me that you get nickel from stainless steel. Of course, we need to take a look at our cookware as well. But he became mildly autistic, and now when I met the father, the product had only been on the market about 6 weeks. So that's the longest this child could have been on the product. And he said he was now behaving normally. He had eye contact. He could hold a normal conversation. It was like an entirely different child. Now, I don't want to lead people to believe that everyone's going to have those results that fast. This child had a mild case.
Right. Plus, you have to give other things. You have to have proper nutritional support. You have to alkalinize the body. You have to have everything, all the other nutrients, and then the body can start to heal itself. What's happening is there's such a serious block that the body's capacity, even for a young, healthy person that should be able to heal from almost anything, is gone. And once you bring that reserve back, so you remove the heavy metals, the body says, oh, I can heal this. Like, for example, an MS. If you just get back two or three layers of myelin, the nerve will reconduct by what's called notochondral saltatory conduction. So as you restore those functions, the body will just start healing itself. It's just a natural process.
You know, I want to give a website for the listeners to check out. There's about 60 testimonials on it.
Great.
And they won't be able to buy product there. In fact, we're only allowed to talk about these testimonials as long as we say liquid activated zeolite.
Right.
FDA and FTC no longer allows us to even give firsthand testimonies in conjunction with the sale of a product.
Right.
I'll have to get back to you about that. But the website is www.besttestimonials, that's plural, .com.
That's best, B-E-S-T, testimonials, T-E-S-T-I-M-O-N-I-A-L-S.com.
Right. There's another website. It's a little bit briefer. It has about 10 testimonials, and that one is www.zeolitinfo.com. I'll spell that. It's Z-E-O-L-I-T-E-I-N-F-O. .com, zeolitinfo.com.
Yeah, they can obtain those links to the Zeolite Info site and some other ones that you've sent me and I've received as well on NutraMedical. They can go to the Learning Center and go back to In the News, and they'll see the news archives will show links, and they can just hit the link and it'll take them to pages, articles, all kinds of amazing, remarkable information. And, of course, we do have the liquid zeolite on the website, NutraMedical.com. If you have problems, you can contact me, Dr. Deagle, at 888-212-8871, or you can email me when you go to the site, just the feedback area there, which will send me an email, and I'll respond to you and then contact you. And then this should be a foundational principle. Besides alkalinizing the body, the other principle should be using liquid zeolite as a detoxifier for virtually any health condition, because, for example, bacteria need free iron to invade tissues. Viral particles, if you can chelate out the particles, the virus can't spread and replicate through the body. That's why I'm sure if you look at viral load for, say, hepatitis, the viral load will significantly drop by just taking liquid zeolite, because you're going to literally prevent the virus from being able to assemble and travel between the tissue sinusoids just by simply grabbing the viral particles.
I wanted to mention also that if any of the listeners are interested in hearing some other pre-recorded calls on this product, they should call 973-854-6909.
Okay, that number again, please, Mary.
Is 973-854-6909.
Great.
Option one is a very brief call, about 7 minutes. Some of the other calls are about 30 minutes. Option five, nurse and naturopath Marie DeArmen talks about her history with DES and her chemical sensitivity. She was so sensitive that she was one of those people who would have seizures as a result of just walking through the airspace someone else had been in that had something on that would be chemically toxic for her.
Really?
And so she's been on the product and doing extremely well, but very good call. So you can hear, and also scientist Rick Deitch is on, I believe, option two and four, and he talks about the actual structure of the zeolite, how it works through the body.
Yeah.
And so forth.
I like this better than, to be honest with you, the DMSA, which is called Chemet. It's a drug we used for years to take out lead for children or in adults that were lead poisoned, or DMPS, which is another, you want to call it chemical, it's used by alternative docs for detoxifying and removing heavy metals, because the zeolite removes even the bigger molecules like uranium and removes the mercury much better than even these other chemicals that are used. And it also doesn't pull the bad, it pulls the good minerals too. Well,
oh,
thank you, Mary. I really appreciate the wonderful interview today, and we're going to have to have you back on to talk more about detoxification with liquid zeolite, and thank you very much, and I look forward to many people contacting us to try to get their health back and to restore their wellness and use it for anti-aging. Thanks, and do call us or check out Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. And, of course, we'll have this program archived on the BBS Radio Network. I'm Dr. Bill Deagle. Number again, 888-212-8871.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.